Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I normally don't give my number out this easily.
No one believes that.
Okay. It's true. Okay, or this fast at least.
Uh-huh.
But it's 78592.
Oh, that was very simple.
Our number,
that's
I guess.
That's our number.
Oh, that's a text number.
Yeah, our text number. But okay. Whatever, just take what you can, okay? Just text in, no pics though, but we're going to start the show right now.
My mom texted me the other day.
Is the right music for that?
Yep. She said she heard about my traffic stop when we talked about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Where I didn't have updated tabs or insurance or even my license on me.
Yeah, and she's glad you're not in jail.
Yeah. So I'm going to hear about this for the next, like, 30 years
because
my mom doesn't let it go.
Yeah,
I mean, but maybe the worst part is I had to admit what I told to the cop about why I was speeding because we're late.
Oh, no!
Come on!
I was stuck there.
And now we got to do which clip is it?
Yeah.
Two viral sound bites from the internet, only enough time to play one of them.
All right.
Let's get into your choices. Option one is a 26-second clip of an underpaid and extremely underappreciated teacher just trying to bring light and happiness to children of this world through song. Meanwhile, Brooke has actively bullied him on their middle school social media page, saying she doesn't want to hear his audio because he hasn't, quote, earned it.
Okay, I just said there was funnier things to listen to than an old person rapping.
We get it. You hate the education system. Or option two, a rather inconsequential clip. I don't know why I even put it in here because it's not that funny and it is mildly offensive.
Oh,
it's a little girl
like
catching her dad touching mommy's rear end
and
discouraging all marital intimacy.
Wow.
Shame on her and shame on you if you pick her.
Okay.
That's why today we're going to start with someone who actually has a heart and respects people who try and teach and inspire the younger generations.
Jeffrey.
Jose.
Jose,
what's it going to be? Schoolhouse rocker or four-year-old intimacy blocker?
Yeah. I have to go with people that I love, not Brooke. I love the teachers.
Yeah.
I love the education system.
Okay.
I will hands down say schoolhouse rocker.
One vote for teachers.
Yeah,
good
you're
job.
Good for
you're
good
talking
the world.
To the kid who I could guarantee was the most obnoxious kid any teacher ever had.
Yes,
in
they
classroom.
Passed me just so that I wouldn't have to retake their classes.
Yes.
But he still respected them.
Yes.
All right, next. Over to Alexis, a.k.a. Mini Brooke.
Hey, that is so offensive. I don't want to be like Brooke.
I don't want to compliment.
End up a
That's the second clip.
Are you going to be just like Brooke
and say what she would say? Rocker, because Brooke wouldn't choose that.
Oh, my God. The tables have turned. Let's hear the sound of a teacher announcing a school day through a parody song.
In Southern New Hampshire, born and raised on the campuses where we spend most of our days learning, studying, prepping all day, and all getting ready for exams Monday. Oh. A couple of storms who were up to no good started making trouble in our neighborhood. Oh. I saw one little flake and my mom got scared. She said to move an exam so you can be prepared. Pinkett Academy will have no school on Monday, January 23rd. Stay safe. Help your neighbors out.
Yay!
Finally, justice for the teachers today.
We love you, teachers.
With which clip is it?
Oh, my God.
And it was like the most boring clip we've had.
Finally, we can move on from that clip and
get into our shock collar question of the day
with the person who educates us every single morning with amazing trivia, Digital Jake.
Professor,
take it away.
Digital Jake.
For a few weeks now, we've been playing a game called Cap or No Cap to start off the show.
Yeah.
And I reached out to Brooke's mom, who I talk to every day about other stuff.
Yeah.
But one night, not so long ago, we were being flirty. And I said to her in a low voice, so, Arlo, that's my pet name for your mom.
Arlo,
what do you think about the co-host's performance? Give me one word for how each of them have been doing in the cap or no cap game.
What's bad is my mom loves this right now.
For Alexis, she said, stop. For Jose, shrooms.
Oh, yeah, that's my mom.
Mom
was a hippie.
For her daughter Brooke, rambling.
She used to go with babbling because of my name.
And
yeah.
For Jeff, she used three words: private school fail.
Worth the money.
It's not great, but maybe Arlo's feedback will improve after we play another round of cap or no cap. Starting with Alexis.
Okay.
Sharks can't get cancer. Cap or no cap?
I've never even heard of shark cancer.
Yeah. I bet scientists, if that's true, are doing all sorts of studies on them to figure out how they can make the human body similar.
I don't know.
I feel like I've heard this fact somewhere, but I don't know if that's real.
I feel like I've never heard of a shark, like, washing up because it died of that. So I'm going to say that.
That's the reasoning.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's no cap, Jake.
Alexis says no cap. And that's cap. They do, but not very often. Brooke's right. So a scientist studies shark cartilage for cancer research.
That's awesome.
Let's go over to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, if you go to the U.S. Center for Disease Control website, you can find instructions on how to deal with a zombie apocalypse. Cap or no cap?
I actually know this.
Really?
Yeah, I do know this, and it was like a big deal that they actually put this up.
Here it goes.
Like
Brooke's mom said, rambling.
I think it was like, you know, they were trying to be hip and funny and get people over to their website. I'm going to say that is no cap.
Brooke said no cap, and that's no cap.
Yeah. Wow.
There is a link on there.
Yeah.
Huh. Jose, we're on to you.
Okay.
Spam mail came before spam the meat. Cap or no cap?
Oh my gosh, I never thought of that.
Didn't spam meat come out like around the Second World War?
Yeah.
Because that was what they wanted to give soldiers when they were in the trenches.
What does spam mean?
I guess it means like it's everywhere and you don't want it.
I know, but was spam a word before it was attached to either the meat or the mail?
I don't think so.
Or is it short for something? Is it an acronym?
Good point. I think spam was invented for the spiced ham, so I'm going to say...
Oh, spiced ham.
What's
spam.
The statement? Yep.
Good
spam
call.
Mail came before spam the meat.
Came before?
Mm-hmm.
That's cap.
Jose said cap. That's cap.
Yay!
It's actually named after spam the meat. You're kind of on the right track.
Yeah.
People didn't really like it. And
but there's an excess of it. Probably after the war. I know.
I love it. Feed it all to me.
Oh, give me the masubi.
Yeah.
On to Jeffrey. The first mobile phone could only hold 10 contacts because that's how many buttons it had.
Oh.
Cap or no cap?
Interesting.
Like the first, like a flip phone? Well, no, but even before that.
Because you would push one, two, three. No, like.
It was those big block phones that you pulled the antenna like 2 feet into the air. Yeah.
There was also ones, just in TV shows.
There was also ones where the antenna didn't move.
It makes sense that that would be the maximum amount of contacts because they didn't have screens either.
No, there was no digital screen.
So you just hit one for like home, two for work.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
Jeff said no cap. And that's cab. The Motorola Dynatac 8000X held 30 contacts and on one battery life had a talk time of 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
30 minutes.
Cutting edge.
What a name, too. Very catchy.
Brooke and Jose, you both got those right, so you get to choose who gets shocked today.
Him. I don't like
Brooke,
him.
You're pointing to Jeffrey.
You're pointing. Yeah. Remember,
Jeff
radio.
Made the whole room go against Brooke.
Shock him.
All right, I'll happily take the shock today. And somebody wanted to hear Unholy by Sam Smith.
Ooh.
Mommy don't know daddy's getting hot.
Whoa.
At the body shop doing something unholy. He's
I wouldn't know what he was doing.
I should stop him there.
I guess you'll never know. That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you want to see your favorite artist in concert right now, check Ticketmaster, and two tickets will only cost you $40,000. Plus, you have to let them spend a night of passion with your significant other.
Yes, wow. Seriously, though.
Ticketmaster is in need.
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks to dynamic pricing online, we're officially getting fed up now with the cost of concert tickets.
Yes.
And they shouldn't say dynamic. It should just be called crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
But apparently, some people have found a workaround that can actually save you a bunch of money under the right circumstances.
Really?
Okay, what is it?
We're finding it's actually cheaper for you to go see the concert over in Europe.
What?
Now,
like, how? I mean, maybe the ticket prices, but no way.
It is helpful if you have airline miles or hotel points to offset travel costs, but the prices for the concerts are definitely cheaper.
Why? I thought, wasn't the Euro more expensive?
Well, there's a content creator who says they got two floor seats to see Jay-Z and Beyonce in Paris for $92.
Whoa!
Two of them.
Dang! Oh wait, two. So that was like $48 each.
But come on, that concert was a while ago. Maybe that's what the problem.
The same tickets in her hometown of Dallas would have cost her $900 a pop.
Oh wow!
Another woman says she recently paid $200 for a ticket to see Harry Styles in London that would have cost her $800 in the U.S.
Nice.
Yeah, I hear the L.A. concert was crazy.
I mean, in London's pretty, like, you could get there for $600. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Alexis goes all the time.
I mean, sure, you'd have to sleep on the street, but that's fine.
Apparently, it's more reasonable prices because European nations have consumer protection laws to stop them from overcharging.
Wait, what are those?
That must be so
Nice. What are those called?
Not familiar to us. Yeah. And even if the overall costs you end up being a little bit more, you are getting more bang for your buck in the end because you're also getting a European vacation out of it.
Yeah, that's so fun.
So what do you think? Should we buy some Taylor Swift tickets in Slovenia? $14 a pop?
Yes! Let's go.
I'm down.
But first, we got to do laser stories. Next. It's the radio segment that set up a rest stop in the desert for space aliens only. And it looks like a normal one. Mm-hmm. The only difference is in the stalls. Instead of one hole in the walls, there's four.
Wow. Maybe I need to meet these aliens. How many are they working with?
I give it five stars, personally. It's Laser Stories, segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. These other tractor beam babies just don't.
Yeah.
This first laser story is out of Fresno, California. There's a 38-year-old guy named Keith Chastain who just set a new California state record. And I'm not sure what the award for this is, but Keith was just arrested for the 10th time in 1 month.
What? I thought you were going to say he was like juggling a bunch of stuff or something or swam a long ways.
Well, 10th arrest happened the other day when police got a call about a man driving a stolen truck. And they went out and nabbed Keith. But it could have been easier than that because he told police he was already on his way to the police station to pick up his personal property.
Wait, he's driving a stolen vehicle to the police. Okay.
It seems like a weird coincidence, but when this is your 10th arrest, picking up stuff from the police station is like a normal person just going to the dry cleaners.
Right.
He knows everyone in the receptionist. Hey, Gail, how you doing?
Yeah, just the usual, please. Yeah. Luckily for Keith, he got this 10th arrest in just under the gun. It was the 31st day since his initial arrest last month.
His mother must be so proud. Aww. You know? Yeah, I'm sure he has great parents. Yeah,
totally.
I mean, always.
And to be clear, it does not sound like an intentionally planned feat.
Oh, really?
Really?
Wow.
Just
you know,
happened to be that way.
Wow.
He is facing 18 felonies.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
And 15 misdemeanors.
Oh,
so he's committed to this.
I mean, how much does it take to get thrown in jail right now?
I know.
And he has an array of charges, including stealing 6 vehicles, DUI, vandalism, fraud, possession of a controlled substance, and more.
Okay.
Oh, dang, sounds like a fun night.
I'm guessing he made bail, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you think he puts those on his Tinder profile, too?
He should.
Like, just as a brag.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of food news.
Yay!
You can really tell 90s nostalgia is in full swing when fruit roll-ups are in the headlines.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about them with the ice cream not long ago.
Right. I still want to try if you didn't hear, so diabetic.
We mentioned it about a week ago where people are wrapping them in a hunk of ice cream and turning them crunchy.
Ooh, right.
Yeah. Looks just so like, satisfying.
They, like, freeze.
Yeah.
But here's the dumb part. The company had to post its own video recently telling people to not eat the plastic.
What? Oh, that's on the thingy?
Yes. Yeah.
If you haven't had one in a while, each roll-up has a thin sheet of plastic stuck to it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't all stick together.
Right, because then you just end up with roll-up glob.
But if you want to eat one frozen, you have to unroll the candy, pull the plastic off.
That's
important.
It probably wouldn't freeze.
Then you roll it back up again and freeze it. But one young woman froze it out of the bag and then ate the whole thing, plastic and all.
Okay.
No.
Listen, to her credit, that stuff doesn't taste much different than plastic. So how do you know?
Well, it started a rumor that the plastic is edible.
Oh.
No, it's not.
It would be cool if it was rice paper or something.
Yeah, that'd be smart.
It's not. So someone at Fruit Roll-Up headquarters posted a video response saying, legal wanted her to clarify you cannot eat the plastic.
Duh.
You see, Brooke fell for it immediately.
All the comments are about how silly it is that they even had to tell people. Don't eat plastic, please.
It's the generation that started with Tide Pods. Maybe they're actually doing it on
their
purpose.
Their stomachs are just built different.
Right? Yeah, cool.
Tide Pods are so cool.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the world of words.
Okay.
Ooh.
You ever Google a word just to find out how to spell it?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Every day?
Please, autocorrect, kick in.
Yes.
Please.
Turns out a lot of us do, and that's why Google just released their search stats to find the most common words we struggle to spell. Here are the top ones. Number 7 is bougie.
Oh.
I actually spell that so much.
What?
I know. B-O-U-J-E.
Really?
No, it's not.
Or is it bourgeoisie?
No.
Which one are you spelling?
Clearly we need this.
Yeah.
You so bougie is B-O-U-G-I-E.
Yeah.
Which makes it seem like it's be pronounced boogie.
Not according to the song by Migos, Bad and Bougie, but maybe that's where I got it. They spell it B-O-U-G-I-E.
You know, Migos always rely on rappers for your spelling.
Well, this is from the dictionary, so I would trust the dictionary people.
Okay. Hold on. USA Today confirmed you're right. Never mind.
Okay. What does Tekashi 6ix9ine say about math?
Yeah, that's true. I can't even spell his name.
Number 6 is niece.
Woohoo!
Oh, like the country? Oh, no. I mean, city?
Nice
so
isn't even
rich.
A country.
The city. I meant city.
Like, niece? Oh, my vacation home?
Oh, you meant, like, I have a niece.
Yes. Like the family member, your niece. People can't remember if it's I-E or E-I. It is N-I-E-C-E.
Okay. To be fair, my son is learning to read, and we are constantly being like, this language is so dumb.
It really is complicated.
You know, I'm like, hey, listen, light, that G-H, you just don't pronounce it. And he's like, why?
You're like, why not L-I-T-E then?
It doesn't make any sense. It looks like legit.
Number 5 is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
I don't know how to spell that.
Tough because it's got 3 vowels in a row.
Yeah.
B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L.
Yeah.
You know, the
rest of it. Yeah.
Number 4, receipt.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's tough.
I just say check. Bring me the check.
Remember, per receipt, it's I before E, except after C.
But not always, so it's fine.
Well, receipt has a C in it. R-E-C-E-I-P-T.
Yeah.
Number three of the hardest words to spell is appreciate. People forget how many P's are in appreciate, and whether there's a C or if there's an S halfway through.
Yeah. I still appreciate it.
Yeah. Brooke just says thanks.
Yep.
Number two, pneumonia.
The silent P.
Why? Why are we putting a P on that?
Why are we using that word a lot? Like,
it's the silent P gets people, and also there's an EU in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who came up with this stuff?
Smart people back in the day. And the number one misspelled word, according to Google,
Worcestershire.
They serve that at this place, a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. It took me forever, even being a server. Restaurant is how you have to pronounce it.
We Google the spelling of that an average of 95,000 times a month.
Because you can say, like,
wow, that's a lot. Yeah.
So okay. Makes sense.
Well, there we go. We're learned now.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
One word that shouldn't be hard to spell at all. Turtle.
Yeah.
T-U-R-D-E-L.
There you got it.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep.
That is phonetically correct, sir.
Actually, there's three D's in it.
I forgot. Darn it.
Turtle likes it. That's how you know Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
When you're watching a movie, it's pretty easy to tell who the bad guy is. Because they're usually very obvious wearing like all black, or they have a big giant scar on their face.
Yeah, they're never pretty.
Or for some reason, they're constantly caressing a cat in their lap in every single scene.
Oh, why aren't cat people more badass?
Weird.
The stereotype's not working.
In real life, a villain, I mean, could look like anyone. They could even look like a generic blonde mother with giant glasses stumbling down the streets of Las Vegas asking random dudes if they want to help her cheat on her husband.
Hey, how you doing?
Never would know. That's a villain in disguise.
Everything was accurate until the cheating part. Well, you know?
If you ever encounter a real life bad guy, we have a secret phone number to help fend them off. In fact, we're going to play some of the hilarious voicemails that they left on our answering machine over the weekend. It's a brand new edition of the Loser Line coming up at 7:10.
Okay, I'm obsessed. I'm not even joking. Hey, it's Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I have found my most perfect t-shirt ever. I have been on the hunt for the last decade, and I'm telling you, the texture, the fit, oh, it's so good, and I have Quince to thank. Yes, that's where I found it. Order the Cotton Model Scoop Neck Tee on Quince. It'll change your life, and it's only $15. Oh, and I also got a 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater for $50. That's the best thing about Quince. It's Q-U-I-N-C-E. See, all items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories and they cut the cost of the middleman. It just passes the savings right on to us. This is what I'm telling you. Go to Quince and know that they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. You're going to love it. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Brooke for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Brooke to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Brooke.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey there, senorita.
Oh.
You must be a straight-A student, because my name's Dean. And you just made my list.
Oh, boy,
get it? Dean's list?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do they still have those anymore?
Yeah.
Does everybody just get a participation ribbon now?
Wow, and you got to put them down at the same time.
And after he drops that line, whatever you do, don't ask him about what it was like going to college in the 1940s.
Oh. No, I can spin a yarn. Why don't you have a seat in my lap there?
Instead, give him the number of the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Ashley, it's I met you at the fertility clinic. I actually asked you for your phone number to thank you. You know, they have the private booth with the magazines and videos to help you get the job done. I had actually gone there a few times and none of that stuff was working for me, but you did the trick. I met you and you were kind of my inspiration. If you get my drift, I hope that's not weird, but I think you're an inspiring lady. So maybe give me a call. I'll give you a very special thank you.
Next message.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think there's a higher compliment a man could pay a woman than saying that.
I think there isn't a lower compliment. No, it's not a compliment.
You wouldn't
it's
be
not.
Flattered if our general manager
Dude,
turned
so
to you
gross.
And said
oh
that.
My God. God, did you just ruin my day in one sentence?
What a sweetheart our general is manager
possible?
Is. I think it was nice.
Oh my God.
Hi, Chad. See, I'm calling. I was in your car about a week and a half ago, and I just got hit with a cleaning charge. I don't know what your problem is, but I didn't make a mess in your car at all. They told me that you said it smelled like French fries. I work in a restaurant. I don't know what you want from me. I thought we had a good talk. I thought we would see each other after. You gave me your card. I don't know why you would do this to me, but this is really ridiculous. You don't have to have a card detailed because someone smells like French fries. And for your information, even if it were true that your car smelled like French fries, French fries are awesome, okay? And they smell a hell of a lot better than that Pine Forest cologne thing you've got going on in your crappy car, okay? You need to go to hell because you're a jerk.
Next message.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
He is a jerk. And French fries, I stand up for her wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh French fries smell good, but stale French fries, like three-day-old French fries.
You've just never worked in a burger place. Like, you just start to reek a little bit. Yeah. It's just how it works.
Just kind of lingers.
I'm more impressed with the driver, though, who apparently made up a business card with the Loser Line on it. Probably.
I didn't catch that.
He probably has, like, a left pocket for the problematic riders with the Loser Line, and then a right pocket for cute girls that he gives
That's
the real number
true.
To.
Next message.
Hey, Barbara, if that's your real name, it's Kurt. Remember from the bar the other night, the guy that you tricked with your Latin tattoo? Just to refresh your memory, remember you have a tattoo, and I said, hey, what does that mean? And then you were all like, well, if you buy me a drink, I'll tell you. And then I bought you that drink, the most expensive drink that you could possibly order, cost me $20.
Whoa.
And then you tell me, and you thought it was really funny, that what it said was, buy me a drink and I'll tell you. You wasted my time. You made me feel like you were interested in me. I was being nothing but nice to you. And then you turn around and pull that stuff. How many people have you done that to? You know, you wonder, you women, you all wonder why you can't find a good man. It's because of people like you. You hear me?
I love it.
That's brilliant.
As if she would have found a good man in him.
Yeah. Like,
that's always the funny part to me.
Everyone needs to do this now. Yeah. All the people that get other languages tattooed on their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have it literally spell out, buy me a drink and I'll tell you. You're going to get a free drink.
Have you been to our TikTok recently, at Brooke and Jeffrey? Remember, because we post the number one loser line every week on there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, don't sleep on this week's. You're going to regret it. At Brooke and Jeffrey on TikTok.
Next message.
Hey, Carla, this is the handyman. I was over yesterday and I took care of that mailbox. And I noticed that there's some work that needs to happen around your house. You know, the gutters. It looks like you need some minor roof repair. I also took a little peek through your windows and I noticed some cabinets that needed touching up. Okay. Also, the towel rack in your bathroom. That needs replacing. I can do all of that for you. Yeah, and I observed that, you know, while looking through your window. Most importantly, I can also build a cabinet for all of the cute undergarments. You got some really nice undergarments in there. I'll tell you. I can tell you don't slack in that department. Your undergarments were strewn all over the bedroom, and, you know, I can build you something really nice for those undergarments. In any event, if you can give me a call back, that would be great.
Next message.
Oh my gosh. How much do you want to bet he accidentally has one or two of those undergarments?
Yeah.
I don't know how they fell in my hands.
She has to have a full glass house for him to see all of that.
Yeah,
she was in there. He was inside.
By the way, I was in the piping up in your attic.
Yeah.
I'm actually really living dirty. There now. I'm living there.
You can listen to Loser Line regularly at this time every week, and make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We got Loser Line second dates and phone tabs all right there for you. Phone tabs coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
In today's phone tap, what happens when you work at a pet store and your manager comes to you and says, have you noticed there's been some really weird customers coming in here lately? You contact us and you say,
hey,
can Jose act even weirder than he already is in normal life?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm pretty
it
sure
really
that's the most
is.
Ridiculous question ever, because of course Jose can turn down for weird in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Aquarium and Pets, this is Bella speaking.
G'day. What the John Dory to you?
Excuse me?
Pardon me. Sometimes I forget I'm not in Australia anymore. My name's Ollie. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Ollie. How can I help you?
Am I speaking with the manager?
Yes.
Gotcha. So look, I was in your store the other day, tooling around with my friend Mingo, and Mingo says to me, he says, hey, Ollie, do you know if you lick a certain type of toad, it can make you feel funny all over?
Okay.
So that reminded me, actually, in the outback where I'm from, I licked a toad once, and it made me feel strange and tingly all the way down to me gobblers.
Ollie, where is this going?
So the person at the register wasn't looking, right? So Mingo tried to lick one.
Wait, in our store?
Right.
You licked a toad?
That's what I'm saying. He licked one of your toads. Pretty funny.
It's not funny, actually. No one should be licking anything at our store, especially the animals.
Right. Well, I wish you would have had a sign that said that.
Oh. I didn't know that we need for that. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, I mean, it would have been helpful. Either way, we bought a bunch of these tiny little croakers, all different kinds, took them over to my place, right?
Oh, my God.
Licked every single one of them and nothing. I didn't even feel a twinge in me mushies. Didn't work.
If you are asking for a refund, we don't do that here at this store.
Oh, no. I'm not looking for a refund, all right? My issue is my wife.
I don't understand what this has anything to do with my pet store.
Well, look, I'll explain. She's a wonderful Sheila. She's tough as an ox, and she can box better than a kangaroo on crack. But
what?
The truth is, she's not a looker.
Okay.
Not very easy on the eyes.
I'm so busy right now, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me right now.
I'm hoping you have another type of toad or fish in the back, or some type of critter that I can lick that will make me see my wife in a different light.
Are you joking?
No, I really need something, or I'll spend a pretty penny on it, too.
So let me get this right. You're calling me because you came to my store, licked a toad,
right,
and tried to hallucinate to change how your wife looks?
Correct. I licked a bunch of them. One of them I kissed on the mouth. We made eye contact. It was kind of weird.
Oh, my God.
Mingo liked it, though. He couldn't stop looking at them little beady eyes. He likes critters.
That has to be illegal.
Not in Australia. Actually, the frogs sometimes, they'll try to catch you and lick you.
No, that's just factually inaccurate.
Look, I don't even have to hallucinate, even if some type of temporary blindness.
Oh, my God.
Either one works. I just need to get the vision out of my eyes.
The vision of your wife?
Correct. Now we're on the same page. You're a bright one. That's why you're the manager.
Well, let me tell you something. I have a line queuing right now, and I do not have time for this. So
right.
I think you talk to a medical professional, but not for what you think you need to talk to them for. You need some help.
Well, I don't quite understand what that means, but I'm also running out of time. This is the end of the prank phone call, so I better hang up on you. But you've been of no help at all. I hope you know that.
Did you just say prank phone call?
Oh, I sure did. Do they do those in your parts too? Because where I'm from in Australia, we do a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And you got set up for a prank, me lady.
Who set this up? Who set this up?
Your coworker Jeremy set you up. I don't have an Australian
Jeremy,
accent.
Yes. I am blinded.
Yeah, this is actually Jose for Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Your friend Jeremy said you've been getting a lot of weirdos in the pet store lately.
So many weirdos. Oh, my God. You would not believe.
All right. Well, I kind of do believe. I mean, think about it. If you have some nice little toads in the back section,
no.
I'd like to give them a lick.
Not lick our toes, and don't tell anyone to come here and lick them, please, for the love of God.
Wait a minute. Did you say toes?
Oh.
That's what me wife likes as well. Now you see my problem.
Oh, no.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Alexis, I'm curious. When you're on a dating app, mm-hmm. on average, how many matches do you get in a week? Like 14,000, 15,000?
Well, makes me feel good.
Thousand?
I mean, I always read through them all. I don't know if I match with all of them. I'm picky about who I actually match with.
But I'm saying how many people are like matching on you?
I don't know. I don't count.
Just give me a ballpark.
You don't really know
give
unless
an average.
You match.
Just say a number.
I don't know.
Guess.
15,000, like Jeff said.
Oh. Just 15,000?
Oh, that wasn't enough for you, Jeff.
Do you need help? Maybe you should try another filter or something, like throwing a second pair of fake eyelashes.
Jeffrey. Actually, is there a way to do that?
I'm just saying, just imagine if you're the type of woman who constantly gets bombarded with thirsty messages on the reg.
Oh, yeah.
You mean if you're just a female?
Well, yeah.
But that's right.
That upper echelon, like how could a regular guy possibly compete in a sea full of eligible bachelors?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of our listeners says he used one single GIF that made him instantly stand out from the pack.
Really?
And it even got him a date with a woman way out of his league.
Let me know, because I'm going to send this GIF to Ariana Grande.
Well, he's actually going to share his secret move.
Laugh at me, Brooke.
It's coming up in a brand new second date update right after this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Second date update.
When I was 13 years old, this is true.
Okay.
I recorded an original song called Reach for the Sky.
Yes. Reach for the sky.
I can't believe, yeah. I can't believe we've gotten to a point where you're willingly playing this.
Well, it's dead last on iTunes currently.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is, the underlying message of this song is no matter what you do in life, you should aim high.
Yeah.
Shoot for the stars, even if you're a weird little sheltered Jewish boy. What's the worst that could happen?
I wish we could just hear more of it without us talking.
Yeah. The thing is, even though that mantra didn't really work out so well for me, because here I am in the dying industry of terrestrial radio, luckily it did work for one of our listeners named Brett, who says he shot for the moon in his dating life. And it may have actually worked out for him. So let's talk to him right now. Brett, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, man.
Hey, you big Young Jeffrey fan? Yeah. Did you hear his single years ago, and now you're reaching for the stars, or what?
He's the one person that downloaded it on iTunes.
He's the reason
but then
it's ranked.
Immediately deleted it before it even finished.
It's all right.
No, dude, I got respect. Like, it's true. Like, I do. Like, I shoot for the moon. Like, I'm always looking for the best.
For the stars. Okay. Yeah, yes. What does that mean in your dating life?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, like, so when I'm dating, like, I love the challenge of trying to get with somebody that's just completely beautiful, knowing that, like, I don't really deserve them.
Well, tell us about the challenging woman that you met.
Her name's Hannah, and I matched a 10. Like,
nice.
Good for you. How do you land a 10? What was your secret?
Well, I was like, you know, so I go into like my laboratory and just like
your lab. What? You have a lab for this, okay?
Yeah. So I'm like, I try to be witty with her. I make some jokes. And I guess the term is courting, but like for somebody who's that gorgeous, it's worth it to work for her attention.
Yeah.
I feel like it's worth it for anyone that you're interested in. It doesn't have to be only worth it for tens, but okay.
So it sounds like
no, but it's just harder to get their attention.
It sounds like you used some like witty, interesting humor on her and that got her attention.
Yeah, and like she did respond with me, but it was kind of hit or miss. I wasn't always getting a response from her. And okay. Granted, I was a little corny sometimes, but like I was genuine.
Oh, give us an example. Can I hear an example of something you would have said to her?
Well, you know.
Brooke like, just wants to be sweet talked right now. That's why.
I told her that she had pretty eyes.
Oh, man. Okay. She probably heard that a lot.
Where's the funny part?
Did that come from your laboratory?
Yeah. It's not mixing with a lot of chemicals.
Well, so like I sent her a GIF of like Steve Buscemi eyes.
Oh, right.
Okay. I know which one you're talking right. about too.
And that is actually
around.
Funny. Okay.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, yeah. So finally, like we get to the point where I'm like, okay, hey, you and me, dinner Saturday night.
Right. Did All it happen? Right.
Broke the ice.
And you know, I'm sitting there, kind of like waiting a while, and it's just after a while, she's just like, no.
Oh, she just turns you down.
Well, I was back to my laboratory, and then after like 30 minutes, I get another text that she says, no, Sunday, 6 p.m. And I'm like, okay.
Thought about it for a second.
So she said no, but then she said yes?
Maybe she's trying to be funny?
She said no to Saturday, and then a half an hour later, she said, I can do Sunday.
There we go. All right.
You're not a date with a 10.
You're not quite worthy of a Saturday night, but that's okay. You know, you're getting your foot in the door.
A date is exactly. a date. So what did you end up doing?
Well, so I said, all right, so sushi.
Okay.
All right.
And then she responds like immediately like, no.
Okay.
Oh.
Did she give a suggestion or do you just have to keep going down the list of different foods?
No, but another half an hour later, she suggests a place that's by her apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's just bossing you around, telling you whatever.
Yeah, you're like, yes, ma'am.
It's a power move for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You ended up going out to a restaurant.
Yes, we did.
What was that like?
I was so nervous, but I got there like half an hour early.
Oh,
and I had them like set up the whole table because like I wanted everything to like look perfect when she got there. And she comes in, she does not disappoint. She is every bit of amazing as she looks in her pictures.
And great at conversation. She only says no. Yeah.
She walks in and I greet her with the table and everything. And she says we need to move the table that she can't sit there.
What?
You specifically chose the best table in the house, didn't you?
Well, I thought I did, but she had her reasons, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I just wanted to make her comfortable. So I was like, no problem. We'll move the table. And I asked her if we could like, you know, if they're getting everything together. I was like, you want to like get a drink or like get to know each other? And she's like,
what, you asked her that? Isn't that the whole point?
Now that we're on this date, would you like to have a conversation? Perhaps you should have some food.
Why is she's going to say no. She said no to every other question you've ever asked this woman. Why would you set yourself up for that?
Well, she said that she'd feel more comfortable if we didn't start getting to know one another until we moved the table. So we just sort of sat there.
What does she think she is?
Wow.
And you're attracted to this still, right?
She just looks so amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. A model. All right.
I don't know if your brain's working, but something's working in your decision making.
Look, so we got it. We got moved to another table.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she likes the corner spot. And dinner was great. It didn't really last very long.
Did you ever get to know each other at all?
Yeah. I'm trying to sense, was there like an actual love connection, any type of bond
I'm
at all?
I'm with you, Jeff, because it sounds like you just stared at her the whole time.
Yeah. Just gawked and drooled.
No, I mean, I'm not. I was trying really hard.
Okay.
And as I was walking her out, I was like, I've got a surprise for you. Like, I have something for you.
Oh.
And she said, oh, I didn't realize, I didn't see kidnapping me on your profile.
Oh.
And I...
Wait, what?
What?
Is it joke? Or?
Yeah, she was joking, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Light kidnapping joke.
Well, all right. Did you laugh at it?
Yeah, I tried to, like, I've been trying to laugh it off the whole night. But I had some flowers in my car.
Aww.
That I wanted to give to her.
Okay.
And she thought it was going to be zip ties and duct tape. That was probably a pleasant surprise.
She still went to the car.
Yeah.
So I gave her some flowers, and I asked her if I could walk her to her apartment, and she said no. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, I get it.
Respect her boundaries, right? What can you do?
Of course.
Right? I offered.
So that's it. I tried to text her for another date, and that's all I got.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was your opportunity to actually kidnap her like she wanted.
No.
Oh,
you asked for this.
That's what we want to encourage.
She wouldn't show your house. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to like unveil a mystery, but it sounds like she's just a typical girl. Just wanted maybe a nice free dinner. You seemed like a nice enough guy. And
maybe she's trying to find love, but you were a no.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we'll find out, I guess.
I think Brooke's right.
I think you should have kidnapped her. But one of these answers is right. We're going to call her and find out which one it is when we do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
A perfect 10. I don't know if I've ever seen one before.
Hello.
Oh, you're right, except when I look in the mirror. That is true. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out to
this
me.
Side of the room. Alexis and me. Come on.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah,
all
right. I think 10 out of 10 if you do the division.
That's smart. Yeah, you got to add
fine.
Them up.
That's fine. I'm fine with long division.
Tens are rare, but they do exist. And one of our listeners,
10 out of 10's a 1, by the way,
Brett, says he actually matched with a perfect... He actually matched with a perfect 10 online, and her name is Hannah. She's kind of a handful, though, because she shot down pretty much every suggestion Brett had for their date. Changed the time of it, the location, even made them move tables when they were at the restaurant, which might sound high maintenance for a 9 or lower, but again, Hannah's a 10.
Yeah, and different standard.
10s get what they want.
God, wouldn't it be nice to live in that world?
Yeah, I
mean, honestly.
It really is nice to live in that world.
You know.
Brad, before we get started, you said that you've been texting a little bit with Hannah, but it's been spotty. What's the nature of your text with her?
I texted her. I've invited her bowling. I've invited her out to the bar.
Tens don't want to bowl.
No.
They want to break a nail.
Exactly.
But I've given options, you know, like I've expressed that I want to see her again.
And what is she saying?
Sometimes she gives me no's and sometimes she's nothing.
Okay, at least she's rotating.
So you're not misunderstanding that she's not interested.
Yeah.
You're just hoping we can help you. I see.
But the fact that she is still at least responding at all, I think that's a win. Now
that
we're going
to
try.
Such a man thing to say.
Well, you got to look at someone else to be positive on this show. I guess it has to be me, the 10.
Jeff.
So let's call this other 10 and see what she has to say. You ready to do this, Brett?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm thrilled. I haven't been blocked yet.
Oh, man.
So let's go.
Wow. All right.
We shouldn't get to that point, but
maybe after this, though.
That's
we'll find
true.
Out.
We'll see.
Here we go. I'm dialing your number right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yeah. Who's this?
Oh,
hey,
Tens
Hannah.
Answer the phone.
Really nice to talk to you right now. My name is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hey.
Those are some other people that are on the show, but the main person you want to talk to is me.
Stop it. How are you doing, Hannah?
I'm Jeff's assistant.
Okay. What's up?
Well, we're doing a really special segment that we only do for really special people like yourself.
True.
It's called a second date update, and we're looking to reconnect you with a really cool guy that you went out with recently named Brett. Hello?
Okay.
Jeff, I thought you should know.
Okay.
No, I lost her.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember Brett, Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Did he?
That's our
what
friend.
Kind? What kind of impression did he make on you?
I don't understand why I would be telling you guys that.
Mm.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Fair.
So we spoke to Brett about your guys' date, and he had a lot of really nice things to say about you, and said he had a good time. And he's been trying, apparently, to arrange a second meetup.
Well,
and I'm sure whatever the reason is, it's not your fault.
You think it's Brett's fault?
Well, we're assuming.
Well, I'm trying to guess.
You're so smooth.
Hannah, I'm on your side, is what I'm trying to say here. No matter what you say, it's right.
Come on.
Brett's getting the vibes that maybe you don't want to go out again.
That's how like a 7 would say it, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just, like, doing stuff.
Okay. Maybe that's great. Maybe you could do stuff with Brett.
Okay. I don't want to do the type of stuff that he keeps asking me to do. Like, he's texting me about bowling, and I told him I hate bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, still asking me to do shit that I don't want to do.
Okay. That's very
annoying.
Is there anything you like?
Yeah, it's a good question, Alexis.
Yeah.
Shopping, maybe?
I like dinner, but only because I have to.
What do you mean only because you have to? You don't have to
Well, you have to eat. It's an activity to live.
Okay.
Duh, Brooke.
If she had a choice, she would never have dinner.
What would you do? Oh. What is there anything you find fun? It just sounds like you hate everything.
I don't hate everything. I just don't like everything.
Okay. So you're kind of a pessimist.
That. Makes sense.
Well, I think
don't call me that.
You don't like that either. Well, that's what a pessimist is. They don't.
Here's my situation. I don't like activities in general.
Okay.
And I don't want to do them. So honestly, it's just like if he wants to go out to eat, we can do that. But other than dinner, I'm really not interested in axe throwing or all that other dumb shit he's texted me about.
Okay. Well,
I'm so curious what you do all day.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect.
I think that would be okay with Brett. He was just trying to figure out some fun stuff that you guys could do together.
But don't do fun.
Well,
fun.
He just wants to find some stuff.
Not even stuff at this point.
He just wants your presence.
There it is.
While you both don't enjoy it.
You guys literally have any other questions for me? Because I have other stuff to do. Yeah,
I do have one more question. Sorry. Would you like to talk to Brett? And the answer is yes, because he's on the other line right now listening and wanting to say something. Brett?
Yo, Hannah, it's Brett.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, Brett. Why do you have these people calling me?
Ooh, these people.
No, look, I really like you. I heard a bit of what you said. What do you mean, like, you don't like to do activities?
I just made it super clear. I'm okay with going out again. Honestly, we can do that. It's not a big deal. But I don't want to do anything.
God, she sounds perfect,
what?
You guys.
Do you understand where Brett is maybe? I'm a little confused. So what do you do?
I just said that we can eat. But you know what? Honestly, I'm thinking about going on a 40-day fast. So
that's a long one.
I think it can only
what do you want to do? What do you want?
Okay, honestly, Brett, listen, I'm over dating at the moment, so if you really don't want to do it again, like, that's fine, too. Just it's whatever.
I want to date you. Do you want to just hang out and watch TV, maybe?
No, listen, if you want to buy me dinner, I need to eat, let's do that. That's it, and no activity. But
TV seemed like a good suggestion, Hannah. That's pretty much not doing anything, right?
TV is an activity, and I already made clear I'm not interested in activities.
Brett.
Okay.
So,
Brett, why do you want to go out with her again? No offense, Hannah, but you sound like one of the least interesting people in the entire world.
We could find you a nice 9, Brett.
What are you going to offer in a relationship?
Hannah, I apologize for my co-host over there. That's a 6 talking over there. She doesn't understand what it's like being elite.
Even with a 10, if you don't have a good personality, like, what are you? You're nothing.
You're a 10, Brooke. You don't have to be anything else.
You just exist.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It drops you by like half at least. Okay. Honestly.
I don't really understand why you guys talk about 9, 10s and all these other numbers, but honestly, I really have to go. Huh. Brett, is there anything else? Spit it out. Just say what you have to say because I'm going to hang up.
I want to go out with you again. We can eat dinner. I'll buy you dinner. We don't have to do anything. Like, just whatever. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Well, that was kind of sweet, wasn't it, Hannah? We'd like to pay for you guys to sit in the same vicinity and do nothing.
You guys can sit in the dark and just match each other's breathing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hanging
Unless
up.
Unless that's considered an activity.
She's hanging up. I think that was a yes from her, though. I think that was a yes.
Text her.
Only if he pays. He doesn't need your money.
Okay.
They're not a charity.
Brett?
So I get it.
You got the bill on this one, buddy?
I got it.
Okay. Well,
we did it, guys. Yeah.
This feels so wrong to me.
There's a lot of other women out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a silent film.
I like soup. He likes soup.
No, she doesn't like anything, bro.
Yeah.
She doesn't like soup.
Stop putting likes in her head.
And even if she did like it, she wouldn't talk about it.
And be careful. Eating soup is an activity. It's dangerously close.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I feel like we have to do this every few weeks, but once again, I must warn my co-hosts please do not openly bag on the people that we're trying to score dates with.
Dude, she was just mean, Jeffrey. Okay, like, she wasn't nice. I'm not going to be nice to people who aren't nice or kind or just
she
something.
She was just kind of boring.
She was just saying, rude. She was saying what she likes and who she is, and you're out there telling her she's not interesting, she's a pessimist, she's a terrible person.
That's what a pessimist is. It's somebody that doesn't like everything.
You're the pessimist that doesn't like everything.
What?
See, wait, it doesn't feel good to be called
men
a pessimist,
are so
does it?
Weird. I'm just trying to defend our listener and help him in his life. It is a bad choice to go out with this woman.
Still coming after. I say she's unique.
Oh, my God.
She is different.
I like that.
Don't you think we should celebrate the unique, different people in
what
our community,
unique?
Brooke? Or do you want to take away her rights, too?
What's unique about her?
I agree with you now, but if this girl hit me up on my DMs, I'd be like, I love you. Say anything. Yeah. Say nothing. I don't like to say anything either.
So you can be all judgy, but me and Jose are going to be enjoying our time with her at our do-nothing, absolutely nothing party.
And you guys will annoy her in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can always email the show for help or find our podcast up online at brookeandjeffrey.com.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
The Weeknd.
All right.
The seventh guy from the left in the K-pop group BTS.
That one guy.
Yeah, Taehoon's my fave.
Yeah, he's got great hair.
What do those three have in common? Number one, I have posters of all of them on my wall right now and restraining orders from two of them.
We need to guess which ones.
But second, they've all been booked to play in packed stadiums right here in our city.
Yeah!
But dare I say, none of them is bigger than the artist who showed up to perform just the other day.
Whoa.
And since technically I'm not allowed within 300 feet of the arena anymore, we had to send Jose and Alexis down to ask the fans the question, what you doing at the blank blank concert?
Oh, I love blank blank.
I'm saying blank blank because I don't want you to know who it is just yet. You'll find out coming up at 8:10.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's like every day I find another reason to love the Washington Potato Commission and Washington potato growers. Because our potato growers are committed to sustainable farming practices to grow spuds for generations to come. You hear that, kids? You got spuds for life. And it means so much that 99% of Washington potato farms are family run. These growers are environmentalists at their core, and they want their crops and fields healthy for their kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. You get it? All those little tater tots out there. Farmers rely on cost-effective, reliable energy like hydropower for harvesting and processing potatoes. Oh, by using GPS trackers while fertilizing and more energy-efficient farming equipment, they're using less diesel and releasing less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. You can get more info on their sustainable farming practices at potatoes.com.
She's won American Idol, owns 8 Grammys, has a star on the Walk of Fame, and does the intro song for Sunday Night Football on NBC.
Yeah!
So when Carrie Underwood came into town for a concert, Jose thought he had a pretty good chance and slid into her DMs for an exclusive one-on-one interview.
Yeah,
I had a really good Underwood inappropriate joke in her DMs.
Okay.
Just didn't read it.
Shockingly, Carrie did not respond, nor did any of her handlers. So.
And she's heard it before, Jose.
I'm sure.
That's why we had to do the next best thing. And got Alexis to go with him
there
and stand outside of Carrie's concert to ask the fans a simple question. What you doing at the Carrie Underwood concert?
What you doing at the Carrie Underwood concert?
Dancing our asses off.
Yeah, you're not in the concert and you girls are just cutting a rug out.
Party!
Okay, and you do have, you're very shiny.
Yes, it's denim and rhinestones.
Denim and rhinestones everywhere, and you're both holding red Solo cups. Now let me guess, is there apple juice in there?
Absolutely.
Go Cougs! Where did that come from? And you ladies may be considered cougars yourselves. I hope you realize that.
Well, I'm married.
Okay, by the way, I'm just going to teach you something right.
Okay, no, teach me.
Never say that to a woman.
You know that's a compliment, right? A sexy woman.
Not. It's really not. It's
okay,
really not.
Why are you offended by that?
It says you're old.
Oh, not to me. So, like, what about MILF? Is that bad, too?
Well, no, that just means you made babies. You could be a MILF when you're 25.
Okay, so you're just hot ladies.
Yes. Hot ladies.
Yes.
And you're my type. Oh, your friend's taking him away, just like every time I meet pretty girls. Those cougars wanted me, though. Right, Alexis?
No.
Oh, moment of truth at the end. And did you not learn anything from what she literally just said seconds prior? She doesn't like to be called that.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to compliment her, and obviously I was too good at it.
You
know,
you would have had a lot better chance if Alexis's mom was there at the concert.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's already a fan of me, so I would just be like, what's up, Barb?
She likes Cougar, MILF, all of it, whatever it is.
Honestly, she'll take anything.
She's coming over.
I call her a giraffe. She'd be like, hey.
What you doing at the Carrie Underwood concert?
Well, I bought 3 tickets, but I'm going by myself because I met up with this girl on Tinder and it didn't work out. And so I brought her and her friend, and so she bailed. So I'm going solo.
Wait! I have so many questions. You were gonna bring her and her friend?
Yeah, she wanted to go with her friend, and I felt like that was okay. But she bailed, so I'm going by.
She didn't even take the ticket to come.
I guess I could have sold them, but down like $300. But
this is like tragic. Wait, what did you do to make her not come to a free concert with her best friend?
I don't know.
You do know. You have to know. Like a clue. Can you just give me a guess?
Well, some other girls involved. I don't know.
So wait. Other girls. Oh, you were playing the game and you got caught.
Yeah. So that's on me. So I'm taking the L tonight. So.
Did you ask the backup girl to come tonight?
No, that didn't work out either.
I could be your date tonight in there.
No, I'm going.
Wait, so I just get rejected by a guy who just already got rejected?
Yes.
Oh. Oh my God, you got even more rejected than Jose.
I know.
First Jose, then Alexis, and if we're counting the DM to Carrie Underwood, then you guys are batting 0-3 at the concert.
He'd rather let his money just go to waste.
Yeah. I think it goes to show her and I are both just red flags.
Yeah, at this point, security has photos of you guys to make sure you can't get into this show.
It's a sad time at what you're doing at the Carrie Underwood concert, where Jose and Alexis went into a sea of rhinestone jackets and leather chaps to ask people a simple question.
Well, I can't hold your hand while I'm holding the mic, but after I'll hold your hand. Okay. What? Okay, don't grab my hand. Yeah. Okay, I asked for it. I did ask for it. All right, let's get it going. What you doing at the Carrie Underwood concert?
I'm a huge. I think I'm more than they are.
Third time seeing Carrie Underwood.
It's your third time.
Carrie Underwood multiple times.
So she sings a lot about, from what I know, because I don't know a lot about Carrie, but she sings a lot about women empowerment and like being cheated on and things like that. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So let me ask, have you ever maybe been cheated on?
I've been cheated on. I've cheated on other people. It's fine.
Oh, you are a cheater yourself.
I'm going to be honest. Like, let's be real.
What would your boyfriend or girlfriend say to that? How did they react?
My fiance, if he was driving home and listening to you right now, he would be very offended. He listens to you, so put it on the radio.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. You are currently engaged, and your fiance may be listening, and you have cheated on them.
I have not cheated on him.
You look like you're thinking about it. Okay. For the record, you haven't cheated, but between you and me, blink twice if you've cheated. Guess how many times he blinked. Oh my god.
Jose, you've worked in radio for what, 10 years now, and you still don't know that there's no visual aspect to your interview?
For my own closure, I needed to know, because I can see the look on his face, and he's like, oh, I just got myself caught up. What am I doing?
Oh my god. It's a fiance just heard that. We love you.
Yeah, we do. If you're listening, you totally didn't even blink.
Yeah.
Eyes wide open.
He's still not blinking.
Just in a staring contest.
Yeah.
What you doing at the Carrie Underwood concert?
Just checking it out and seeing who all's out.
Yeah, okay, so wait, I'm recording you with a mic and you're recording me with a camera?
Yes.
Why?
I'm on TikTok live right now.
Oh my god, wait, I don't like that. Hi, TikTok. Wait, why are you on TikTok live?
In fact, you got 200 people watching.
No, wait! How many TikTok followers do you have?
I got 30,000.
Oh, whoa, that is a lot.
Kind of a big deal, I'd like to think.
Yeah,
if I ever do become an influencer, I plan to like get s*****s to open their brunch back. I miss that so bad.
You want to get viral so that you can bring brunch back to some restaurant.
At least that. That's the step one.
That's your passion, that.
Step two, maybe end homelessness. But, you know.
But brunch, then homeless.
Ramp, right? You know, it's a gradual increase.
That's an interesting word. Brunch, homelessness, and then what?
You know, chill.
I don't know who that man is, but put him in a political office immediately. Bring back brunch.
Yes.
His priorities are amazing.
I wouldn't vote for him, but I would.
That was What You Doing at the Carrie Underwood concert.
Yeah.
If you want to hear any of our clips, you can head over to the Brooke and Jeffrey podcast on all major platforms. Make sure to follow us, subscribe at TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, everywhere, and tell Carrie to answer her DMs.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooks Boss!
We got the sign shop lady back on the phone. Heather from Tacoma is here to play you once again, Brooke.
Yay.
She's 1-2-1 against you all time.
Okay.
And apparently her new strategy is to try and stay calm this time.
Ah.
Heather, how are you going to do that?
A deep breath.
Yeah.
Good.
I heard people who make signs, notoriously nervous people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Stereotype.
Shaky hands.
Yeah. It kind of shocks me that you weren't breathing the last four times that you played. So
right, I know.
Breathing is a good strategy. Let's send Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm breathing.
All right. Deep breath. Your time starts now. On this day in 2005, Grey's Anatomy premiered on what network?
Oh, geez. ABC?
You would find Grand Teton National Park in what state?
Montana.
What safari animal's name translates to river horse in Greek?
Hippopotamus.
What color are the stars on the flag of China?
Yellow.
Name the female artist who had the hit song Since You've Been Gone.
Kelly Clarkson.
Justin.tv used to be home to what popular video game streaming app?
Twitch.
Nice.
Solid work today, Heather.
I mean, I like that answer. Sorry. Yeah, Brooke, I shouldn't have been so excited.
Brooke is coming back in the studio. And I don't know, what's the hot sign right now that everybody's getting? No trespassing? Pee over there. What's the hot signage?
Yeah. We get lots of requests for pee over there. Yeah. Really, really popular right now.
What font you use when you make that one?
Comic Sans.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, classy. Nice. It's classy.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You really can make any sign you want, right, Heather?
Yep.
Have you done anything weird?
No, our shop, we do business to business, so we'll get calls asking for funny stuff on like cars and things, but we don't do that. We tell people to call other shops for that stuff.
Yeah, they're serious.
You're
Heather's with a serious sign shop.
Sorry.
There's no messing around, okay, at her sign shop, Jeffrey. Okay.
It's serious business around here.
Wow, yeah. Serious signs.
Yeah.
What if my business name is like Fartco?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll make you a sign.
Okay.
Why not?
Call Heather for your signs. Brooke, it's your turn. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. On this day in 2005, Grey's Anatomy premiered on what network?
ABC.
You would find Grand Teton National Park in what state?
Nevada.
What safari animal's name translates to river horse in Greek?
Hippopotamus.
What color are the stars on the flag of China?
Yellow.
Name the female artist who had the hit song Since You've Been Gone.
Kelly Clarkson.
Justin.tv used to be the home to what popular video game streaming app?
Twitch.
Male kangaroos have pouches. True or false?
True.
Got our answers in, and it's time to head on over to the scoreboard with Not So Serious Jose.
Oh, I love it when you dress up like a nurse.
Bolaños.
Heather, you did great. You got 5 correct today.
Heather, bring in the fire.
I don't know. I think that Brooke might have got me, though. Uh-oh.
Well, she did get one extra question in that you didn't get. And it helped. She got 6. Oh. Wow. Darn it.
Good job, Brooke.
A lot of correct answers here. I need to go over the answers. Not that you guys need them. But on this day in 2005, Grey's Anatomy premiered on ABC. Run for 19 seasons.
Dang. Wow.
Grand Teton National Park. This is the only one you guys didn't know. That's in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big old mountains.
Grand Tetons.
I can see it now.
The safari animal's name that translates to river horse in Greek is a hippopotamus. The stars on the flag of China are yellow. Kelly Clarkson sang the hit song Since You've Been Gone.
I feel like Brooke wanted to go, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Justin.tv used to be home to Twitch, which now has over 140 million users.
Including me. Follow me, Hilarious Jose.
And male kangaroos have pouches. That is true.
But
only the females carry their young in them.
I figured they were kind of like male nipples. Totally useless.
Yeah. But it's like a fanny pack for the guys. We just hold our stuff in there.
Yeah,
it's
a 6-pack of beer in there. You know, that'd be sweet if you had your own human pocket.
Well,
anything can be a pocket if you try hard enough.
Oh, okay.
Heather, unfortunately, we can't give you any money here, but just for playing, you do win a pair of tickets to see Louis Capaldi April 26th at the WAMU Theater.
Wow.
Just let us know which one of the hosts you're planning on taking with you.
Can I cut you into thirds and take all of you?
Oh. Yeah!
Sounds messy. Sounds messy.
I'm into it.
Only if we can bring a sign.
Yeah. Which third of me do you want?
If you're bringing a sign, she better give you
I better think about that one.
Okay. You let me
Don't
know.
Answer.
Thank you so much for playing again, Heather. We'll be back. We're going to do Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.